He threw out scores of ideas which have contained profound truths, even in some of his most criticized conceptions, such as pangenesis. In this, he ascribed the mechanism of heredity to physical entities which he called gemmules, supposed to be connected with every part of the body. The modern knowledge of genes and hormones has confirmed his fundamental idea. He buttressed his technical position with huge monographs on barnacles and important works on coral reefs, the fertilization of flowers by insects, climbing and movement in plants, crossing, and a big final volume on the formation of vegetable mold through the action of worms, published in the year before he died. His range of inquiry was astonishing, and his power of drawing important conclusions from inconspicuous details unequalled. Nevertheless, time has, of course, emphasized many of the obscurities of which he was himself very much aware. While the fact of evolution became obvious, its inner mechanism, in spite of all the biological research of the last 100 years, is still under sharp dispute. Why did Darwin's work have such an effect, not only on science, but on the whole of human thought? It was because it contained principles which were of interest to many different classes in society.